Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what is happening? The call getting disconnected. Are you hanging up the call, sir?
No, I'm not hanging up the call.
Okay, put me on speaker. Try to put me on speaker. Do not hang
up. Yeah, you are on speaker.
Now, can you? Are you able to go back to your home screen? Like all.
Hang on a sec.
Take your time.
Going to settings. Now I'm on my home screen.
Now there is an app which says AnyDex on your all your apps. There will be an app which says AnyDex.
Yeah, and go on that. Yeah, I'm on that. Now I'm on. It says your address and remote address.
Yeah. Now just below. Now you have the ID number. It's 110189407. That's correct.
Yes.
Now, from the server, a password has been generated. You need to put the password. So just below that number, there is an option which says set password. Do you see that?
Set password.
Click on that set press password.
Set password, yeah.
Now, after giving the click on the set password, just little bit scroll down. Little bit, not more, little bit. There is an option which says permission profiles. Do you see permission profiles?
Yeah, sure, I take that. It says allow other devices to say login and click on.
Not that one. It will be permission profiles. In two words, in a single line, permission profiles.
Permission profiles, yeah, we've got that.
Yeah, click on that one.
Yeah.
Now, after that, there's the third option which says full access. Click on that one. The third one.
Full access, yeah.
Now, after that, there will be again the third one which says enable unattended. A small checkbox there will be enable.
All right. So I'll tick that box there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now it will be asking for a password. That's correct.
Yes.
The password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase. It will be eBay. E B A Y. eBay.
Hang on a sec. E B I Y, yeah.
7890.
7890. Then press OK.
Yeah, click on OK.
That's it. Now it's going back to the other one.
Now you from this eBay security server, you will receive a security warning. When you see a security warning comes up, just do let me know, okay? From this server.
Yeah, it's come up now.
Okay, now you need to click on start now. There will be option coming up which says start now.
Yeah. I'll press that.
Now, do you see a close option? You need to click on the close option first.
Yes, close, yeah.
Again, you need to click on close.
Yeah, I'll click on close again, yeah.
Yes. Now, at the left top corner, do you see an arrow pointing backwards? Left top corner.
Oh, yeah.
Click on that arrow.
Yeah. Click on that arrow. Now it's going back to E. It says connection established, eBay secure server.
Yes. Now the security server is connected to for canceling the purchase right now. Right now over there. So first of all, we will help you to go ahead that. Can you go back to your home screen once again? Go back to your home screen.
Yeah, I'm on my home screen.
Now open up the Play Store once again.
Play Store?
Yes.
Play Store. Hang on. Yeah.
Do it slowly. Now,
yeah, I've done that.
Now little bit scroll down.
Scroll down, yeah.
Now do you see any text plugin 81? Click on that one, 81.
81, yeah.
Yes. Now click on install on that one as well. Now click on the home screen, go back to your home screen, leave that as it is, do not worry, leave that as it is.
Now back on the home screen.
Okay, now just hold for a moment. Now you need to open up the settings from your cell phone. Open up
settings?
Yes.
Yeah. Settings. Yeah.
Take a lovely time.
Yep, settings open.
Go down a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you see any option which says accessibility? Do let me know.
accessibility here.
Click on that. Touch on that one.
Yes, on that.
AnyDex option, click on that, AnyDex.
AnyDex Control Service Offices.
Yes, click on that one, correct. And make it turn on first.
Use AnyDex Control Service, so turn on.
Yes, turn it on first.
ID1 or ID1 shortcut?
AD1. The top one, click on.
Yeah, it says allow AnyDex. Allow AnyDex.
Yes, click
allow.
On. Yes.
Yeah, so it's on now.
Now go back to your home screen once again. Go back to your home screen.
Yeah.
Open up the AnyDex application once again.
AnyDex. Yeah. Plug in activation.
Cancel. Click on cancel.
Yeah, right. Connection established.
Now do not do anything. You will get to see any option which says start now. You need to click on that start now option.
Start now?
Yes.
Start recording.
Start now.
Yeah, but press that. Feature not available. This feature has been turned off because it slows down your phone.
Okay, can you at the left top corner there is an arrow pointing backwards. Can you click on that?
Click that. Yeah, now I'm back on connection established. eBay Secure Server is now viewing your desk.
Okay, now congratulations, your connection has been established. Can you go back to your home screen? Now, first of all, I will help you out to showing you the IP, the foreign IP addresses who are misusing your information right now. So, can you please open up the Google Chrome, a new page on the Google Chrome?
Google Chrome.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on Chrome. Yeah.
Now, at the Google Chrome, at the very top, do you see google.com? Touch on that google.com.
Google.com.
At the very top, do you see at the very top which is written Google?
Yeah. Press on that. Yes.
Now you need to type over there my.
My. Yeah.
Give a space.
Space.
Number one.
Yeah.
P as in Peter P.
One my one P country.
No, the my one P address location. My
Search for it. Yes. This location, there we go. Go to your phone settings.
Now, over there, the first option will come up which says, what is my IP location? Find out your VPN. Click on that one.
Yeah, what is my clothing, my IP address location?
Yeah. Go at the very top and let me correct you the IP. The IP will be showing you right now. It's 1.125.28.96. That's correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes. Now, over there at the very right-hand side top, do you see any status over there? What is it showing you? It is showing you
protected. Your status unprotected.
Oh my God! Then what is happening? Those people still in your device right now. They are misusing and they have got your information through this. You can see over there. It will be showing you your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone on your connection.
Yeah.
That's the reason. But do not worry. Right now your connection is being established with eBay Secure Server, so you don't have to worry.
It says hide my IP address.
No. Do not hide it. Right now, if you hide it, they will take out all your information and they will sell it. So you do not have to. We have to block permanently. So go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen.
I'm on the home screen.
Now you need to log into your email. You need to check your email first of all. We have to do it one by one. You need to check your email and did you receive any suspicious mail today or not?
Yeah, I'm just going into it now.
Yeah. Did you open up your email?
Yeah.
Just check, did you receive any suspicious mail from any of the company like eBay, Amazon?
Electric Lines Australia.
Sorry?
Electric Lines Australia.
No, that one. That one is the advertisement, not that one.
Not that one?
Yes.
Primary.
Okay, then at the right top corner, do you see your name initial, your email's initial at the right top corner?
Yeah, done that.
And do you see any, do you see your email address? Check with your email address. Click on your email.
Google account, click on that.
No, that one. Do you see a cross option? Click on the cross.
Alright, yeah, then it's gone back to messages.
Okay, so today you didn't receive any suspicious mail. What is happening, sir? They are blocking your email that you are not able to get to know about these kinds of fraudulent charges right now. So no need to worry, okay. We will help you to secure your email as well and make your IP will protected. So go back to your home screen once again.
Yeah.
Log into your account and check your statement as well. If it is a single dollar suspicious activity you see on your statement, do let me know. We will put a report on that.
Log on to your
bank account.
My bank account?
Yes. Check that as well, your statement.
Fucking hell, are you sure you're not the fucking one taking it?
No, sir. Right now, I do believe you're having a Westpac account. That's correct?
Yeah, that's it. We
have the information right now from our end. So you need to check it from your end. If you see any a single dollar transaction which is seeing suspicious on your account, do let me know. Okay? And when you check, just do let me know. I'm on the line, sir. Okay?
I'm just trying to get into it now. What's that?
Not a problem. Take your lovely time.
Because he wants to check if there's been any suspicious activity. It's not. Hang on. You still there?
Yes, I am on the line. Do not worry. Just check it from your end. When you are done, just do let me know. When you check your statement, just do let me know. We have to put security to protect your IP address and block the transaction permanently. If you are facing any kind of problem, let me know.
Well, how about the existing customer?
Okay. If you're facing any kind of problem, let me know. I will help you. While using the app, you can do that while using the app.
Yeah, keeping your money stuff.
Click on next.
Make a manage phone call.
Allow, click on that allow. That's the best pack application you're doing that. Now, do you remember your customer ID and the password?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, put that over there then.
Still there?
Yes, I am on the line. Do not worry. I am on the line.
Alright. I'm not finding.
Any problem are you facing, sir?
Yeah, it's fine. It's pretty sure.
Yeah, you need to just check with the customer.
Hang on. Yeah, hang on. Alright. 1, 4, 6, 7. Password. Just signing in.
Yes. Just check it. When you are done, just do let me know.
Yes.
Any problem are you facing? Click on the done on the next option. Click on the done on the next option.
I don't have an eBay account. I just don't trust this shit, mate. Sorry.
I don't have a bank card.
I don't have a debit card. There's no need for this fucking to be happening.
They have direct. I have shown you the IP address, sir. I have shown you the IP address and it is showing you.
I don't have any shit. Nah, I'm done. Sorry. See ya.
DV Ake Chodhi Laura Full.
Just stop the fucking money happening, fuckhead. Fuck's sake.
Can you pass the call to your husband, ma'am? Can you pass the call to your husband first?
Get into your fucking money. You shouldn't have done that, Martin. I thought it's a scam. Right. No, that happened.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you. I think this is a scam. I think you're the fucking scam, mate.
How do I know your information if I am a scam right now?
Well, that's right. How do you know my information?
Because right now we have in our server, those fraudulent persons have entered your information using your purchase right now, and we have the information. How do I know that you have a Westpac account? How do I know your email address? Let me correct your email address is correct or not. Let me help you out with that as well. It's end with nn84@gmail.com.
No, that's wrong. See? What the hell am I?
It's rosyn84@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's the email address, but that's not... That's, oh, God.